Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Kurt Sunny of the 4th Legislative District in Erie County. Representative Sunny, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House Appropriations Committee is taking a look at the governor's budget proposal. What did they do this week in their budget hearings?
Well, this is the second full week of budget hearings that are wrapping up on Thursday. Of course, that is when members of the House Appropriations Committee have the opportunity to ask the agencies and department officials a variety of questions about executive functions and programs and efficiencies. And these questions, along with the written testimony from the departments, served as the foundation for the budget negotiations this spring. This week's hearings featured the Pennsylvania State Police, as well as the Department of Transportation, Corrections, General Services, Health, Drug and Alcohol Programs, as well as the Liquor Control Board and the Gaming Control Board. Next week concludes those House budget hearings with appearances by the Departments of Education, Agriculture, Military and Veterans Affairs, as well as Public Education, Employees Retirement System, the State Employees Retirement System. As always, if you would like to keep informed and watch any of these hearings, you can go to www.pahousegop.com.
And last week when the House was in session, you were the sponsor of a successful resolution that helps to build awareness about the importance of career and technical education in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Yes, in continuing the bipartisan effort to enhance awareness of the types of high-priority jobs available across the Commonwealth and the education and training needed to prepare for those jobs, Chairman Robuck and I authored House Resolution 88 that designates February 2019 as Career and Technical Education Month in Pennsylvania. Currently in Pennsylvania, potential employees do not have the educational background to fill the thousands of high-skilled, great-paying, vacant jobs in today's economy. That's why it is important to ensure that our young students who are preparing to enter the workforce are aware of the many opportunities available to them. A four-year college degree is an option, but it's not the only option. Career and technical education training for specific occupations can be immensely rewarding in both job satisfaction and financial earnings. In order to prepare our students and workers for available careers, we need to decrease the gap between the skills and knowledge employers seek from new hires in high-priority, family-sustaining jobs. As chairman of the House Education Committee, I recently led a press conference in Harrisburg to unveil a bipartisan package of 8 bills designed to improve career and technical education in the Commonwealth. The bills in this bipartisan package will increase awareness of job training opportunities and potential careers for students, enhance the partnerships between existing businesses and workforce development boards, and it makes it easier for students to plan for their future and access educational credits toward desired programs of study. Pennsylvania has outstanding career and technical education programs throughout the Commonwealth. We need to continue to raise awareness of these programs and confront the misconceptions surrounding a technical education. Both competency-based and academic-based education are needed to fulfill important jobs, and both provide family-sustaining wages and enhance our Commonwealth's economy. I myself am a product of career and technical training, and I know firsthand the value of such an education and the many doors that it can open. I'm excited to work on legislation to highlight this area of education through my work as chairman of the House Education Committee. It is my hope that through greater awareness, we can help Pennsylvania students find the best post-secondary options for them.
Representative Sunny, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Kurt Sunny.